Greetings. This is Dan White with the media book, The End Time Church, chapter 35, The Promise to David. When David asked to build Yahweh a house, Yahweh said no. Then God told David he would build him a house. 2 Samuel 7, moreover, Yahweh tells you, David, that Yahweh will make you a house when your days are fulfilled and you shall sleep with your fathers. I will set up your seed after you, who shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men, but my loving kindness shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before you. Your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. End quote. So that promise was, 1, Solomon would build the temple. 2, David's house, his descendants, and his throne would be established forever. 3, if Solomon sinned as Saul did, then Solomon would be chastened with the rod and stripes of men. 4, Solomon, however, would not have the same fate as Saul, whose family forever lost the throne. The big punishment on Saul was not that he was personally killed or removed as king. Saul ruled for 40 years, the same as David and Solomon. And that was a long reign for him personally. However, his descendants were forever disqualified from being kings of Israel, including even noble Jonathan. So that was Saul's lasting punishment, which would never happen to David. David's throne would be established forever. In that initial promise to David, God did not explain what the rod and stripes for disobedience would be. Whatever punishment the house of David would endure, they would not lose the throne forever, as Saul had done. However, a throne that is established forever absolutely requires a perfect king, because God would never allow an everlasting throne filled with evil kings. Never. Now that promise that David's throne would be established forever was repeated multiple times in the Bible. But that promise was repeated with a big if. If David's descendants disobey, there will be the rod and stripes. When David established Solomon as king, David repeated the promise, 1 Chronicles 28. However, Yahweh, the God of Israel, chose me, David said, out of all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For he has chosen Judah to be prince, and in the house of Judah, the house of my father. And among the sons of my father he took pleasure in me to make me king over all Israel. Of all my sons, for Yahweh has given me many sons, David said, he has chosen Solomon, my son, to sit on the throne of Yahweh's kingdom over Israel. He said to me, Solomon, your son shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father. Then I will establish his kingdom forever, if he continues to do my commandments and my ordinances as at this day. End quote. Now next, when David was near death, he cited that promise again. 1 Kings 2, now the days of David drew near that he should die, and he commanded Solomon his son, saying, I am going the way of all the earth. You be strong, therefore, and show yourself a man, and keep the instruction of Yahweh your God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, commandments, ordinances, testimonies, according to that which is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn yourself, that Yahweh may establish his word, which he spoke concerning me, saying, if your children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail you, he said, a man on the throne of Israel. End quote. And when Solomon was building the temple, Yahweh himself repeated the promise, again with an if. 1 Kings 6, and the word of Yahweh came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which you are building, if you walk in my statutes, and execute my ordinances, and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then will I establish my word with you, which I spoke to David your father. I will dwell among the children of Israel, and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it. End quote. So the converse there is that if Israel did not walk in God's commandments, then he would forsake them, at least for a while. A little later, Yahweh gave a personal message to Solomon, repeating the promise, repeating the if. 1 Kings 9, it happened when Solomon had finished the building of the house of Yahweh and the king's house and all Solomon's desire, which he was pleased to do, that Yahweh appeared to Solomon the second time, as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. Yahweh said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me. I have made this house holy, which you have built, to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. As for you, if you will walk before me, as David your father walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and will keep my statutes and my ordinances, then I will establish the throne of your kingdom over Israel forever, according as I promised David your father, saying, there shall not fail you a man on the throne of Israel. But if you turn away from following me, you or your children, and not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I cut Israel off out of the land which I have given them. And this house which I have made holy for my name will I cast out of my sight. And Israel shall be a proverb and a byword among all peoples. End quote. So we see two parts of the promise. One, that David's throne would be established forever. Two, that David's descendants would be punished for disobedience. Those two parts of the promise seem to conflict, yet they both must be true, ruling forever, but with a period of rod and stripes of men. When Yahweh gave that personal message to Solomon, then he explained the rod and stripes. The temple had just been completed by Solomon, just been built. Yet God warned Israel that if they turned away from him, one, they would be cut off out of the Holy Land, and two, that just-built temple would be cast out of his sight. Notice 1 Kings 9, verse 7 again. He said, then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I gave them, and this house which I have made holy for my name will I cast out of my sight. So obviously then, whenever the temple was destroyed, and Israel was cut off from the land, obviously then they would not be a kingdom, with a king of the family of David ruling in the Holy Land at that time. They would be cast off for disobedience. Still a little later, when he was dedicating the new temple, in a prayer to Yahweh, Solomon repeated the promise again with an if. This is mentioned in 1 Kings 8, and we will read in 2 Chronicles 6. Yahweh has performed his word that he spoke, for I, Solomon said, have risen up in the place of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yahweh promised, and have built the house for the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel. There I have set the ark, in which is the covenant of Yahweh, which he made with the children of Israel. He stood before the altar of Yahweh in the presence of all the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a bronze scaffold, 5 cubits long, 5 cubits broad, 3 cubits high, and it set it and had set it in the midst of the court. And on it he stood, and kneeled down on his knees before all the assembly of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Yahweh, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven or on earth, you who keep covenant and loving kindness with your servants, who walk before you with all their heart, who have kept with your servant David, my father, that which you promised him. Yes, you spoke with your mouth and have fulfilled it with your hand, as it is this day. Now therefore, Yahweh, the God of Israel, keep with your servant David, my father, that which you promised him, saying, There shall not fail you a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your children take heed to their way, to walk in my law as you have walked before me. Now therefore, Yahweh, the God of Israel, let your word be verified, which you spoke to your servant David. End quote. So in all those places, and more besides, the promise to David was repeated. The whole of Psalm 89 is about the promise to David and further explains the if. Psalm 89, verses 3 and 4, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your seed forever and build up your throne to all generations. Then down in verse 20, I have found David my servant. I have anointed him with my holy oil, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm will also strengthen him. No enemy will tax him. No wicked man will oppress him. I will beat down his adversaries before him and strike those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my loving kindness will be with him. In my name, his horn will be exalted. I will set his hand also on the sea and his right hand on the rivers. He will call to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will also appoint him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will keep my loving kindness for him forevermore. My covenant will stand firm with him. I will also make his seed endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. End quote. So the family of David was appointed to bring forth God's firstborn, the Messiah who came from the line of David. The family genealogy in Matthew 1 and Luke 3 specifically and carefully confirms that the Messiah came from David. Yeshua, God's firstborn, is, quote, the highest of the kings of the earth, and his throne will be, quote, as the days of heaven, and that is forever. That establishes David's throne forever. God keeps his covenant with David's descendant, and this descendant, God's firstborn, keeps God's covenant perfectly, unlike the other kings of Judah and Israel. Now that promise of the Messiah did not happen during the times of the kings of Judah or Israel. The rule of those kings ended, and the Messiah had not come. The Messiah came in God's own time, and that anointed one will take his everlasting throne in the same way at God's own time. After that strong affirmation of David's everlasting throne, Psalm 89 goes on to include the if factor. Verse 30, if his children forsake my law and don't walk in my ordinances, if they break my statutes and don't keep my commandments, then I will punish their sin with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. But I will not completely take my loving kindness from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. I will not break my covenant nor alter what my lips have uttered. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed will endure forever. His throne like the sun before me. It will be established forever like the moon, the faithful witness in the sky." End quote. So again, the two parts of the promise are repeated in Psalm 89. One, that David's descendants will be punished for disobedience. Two, but his throne will be established forever. Remember when Yahweh explained the rod and stripes to Solomon? 1 Kings 9:7 again, "Then will I cut off Israel out of the land which I have given them. And this house which I have made holy for my name will I cast out of my sight." So for disobedience, the temple would be destroyed and Israel would be cast out of the land. And for some time then, they would not have a kingdom. Cast out of the land. And in Psalm 89, just after saying that the throne would be forever, the psalm goes on to bewail the fact that the throne was cast down. Verse 38, "But you have rejected and spurned. You have been angry with your anointed. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by the way rob him. He has become a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Yes, you turned back the edge of his sword and haven't supported him in battle. You have ended his splendor and thrown his throne down to the ground." End quote. When was the throne thrown down to the ground and the crown defiled in the dust? That was when the kingdom of Judah ended and Zedekiah, the last king of the Jews, was dethroned. So Psalm 89 repeats the promise that the throne of David would be established forever, but also states that the throne was cast down. The line of David was not ruling over Judah. From the time of Solomon's son Rehoboam, the family of David had not ruled over Israel Samaria. And from the fall of Zedekiah, the family of David did not rule over Judah. In sum, Psalm 89 says that David's throne would be established forever, but the throne was cast down. Finally, the psalm ends with these two questions. Verse 48, "What man is he who shall live and not see death, who shall deliver his soul from the power of Sheol or the grave?" And then verse 49, "Lord, where are your former loving kindnesses which you swore to David in your faithfulness?" End quote. So the psalm ends with these two questions. Question one, who would be delivered from the power of the grave? Question two, with the throne cast down, what about that promise to David that his throne would be established forever?